Des Cahill's here at the Sports News. Morning, Des.
Good morning to you, Gavin. We're starting with tonight's soccer international between Ireland and New Zealand. Mick McCarthy has named a weakened Irish team. He's not going to start anyone who's set to play against Denmark in the crucial European Championship qualifier next Monday. So, Burton Albion goalkeeper Kieran O'Hara starts in goal, although Mark Travers from Bournemouth will get some game time. The back four, Leo Connor of Celtic makes his debut at right back, Derek Williams of Blackburn on the left, and in the middle is Kieran Clark alongside Kevin Long. Preston's Alan Brown is in midfield alongside Josh Cullen of West Ham and Shamrock Rovers' Jack Byrne. And up front, Seanie Maguire and Robbie Brady play either side of Troy Parrott. Now, on the face of it, you'd have to say this is not a strong New Zealand team. The New Zealand team hasn't played for 18 months.
Oh.
They've had just 2 days training. And up front, they have Burnley striker Chris Wood, and there's an injury doubt about him. Their captain tonight will be the West Ham defender Winston Reid, but he's just coming back from missing a season and a half through injury as well. Let's hear from the Irish defender Kieran Clark, who has been absent also for a long time, but he's shown good form since getting back into the Newcastle United team.
Yeah, it's obviously great to be back. It was a tough end to the season last season and beginning to this one, but yeah, obviously everyone wants to be playing games, and for me personally it's great to be back now involved and playing, and yeah, obviously managed to get a couple of goals as well, which was nice.
I mean, Steve Bruce was speaking at the weekend saying how tough it is as a centre-half at Newcastle. There are six of you, most of you in pretty decent form. How difficult has it been having to remain patient and wait for your chance?
Yeah, I knew that was going to be the case from the start of the season, to be honest. Like I said, there's a lot of fit centre-backs there now, and everyone's fighting for a place in the team and the squad, so I think it's just about working hard day in, day out in training, and you know, waiting for that opportunity at a weekend, and yeah, thankfully I got mine, and I've managed to stay in the team since.
And your form has got you back in the Ireland squad. That's great after such a gap.
Yeah, definitely, it's been a while now, and yeah, I knew myself that unless I was playing games regularly, then I wasn't going to get a call. And, you know, obviously my main aim was to try and get back into the Newcastle team and get a little run there and try and stay there. And, you know, knowing that, then obviously with the back of my mind, I'd know then that I might have a chance of, you know, getting into the squad here now, and which I managed to do. So, yeah, obviously I'm delighted with that, and, yeah, looking forward to this trip.
And how tough has that been? Because, like Robbie Brady, you were part of the team that played against France there and Italy and what have you in the Euros, and then, you know, to find you're not in the squad, that must be quite difficult.
Yeah, it's hard, but I think that's just football, you know. If you're not playing games regularly, then it's hard to justify, you know, being picked. So yeah, it's frustrating and disappointing, but it gives you that motivation then, you know, to keep working hard day in, day out, and you know, trying to force yourself back into it at club level to then obviously to try and get into the squads.
That's Kieran Clark. Now, the game is live on RT2 television and with full live commentary on Radio 1 Extra from 7:40 tonight with Adrian Eames, Kenny Cunningham and Alan Cawley. Radio 1 Extra on the RT Radio Player app and the RT website. Now, Ireland's under-21s play Armenia in the European Championship qualifier today. That kicks off at 12 noon Irish time, 4 p.m. in Armenia. At Wembley, England need just a point from their game tonight with Montenegro to make sure of qualifying for Euro 2020. Although Raheem Sterling is dropped for tonight's game after a clash in the hotel with his teammate Joe Gomez, England manager Gareth Southgate says he will select Sterling for Sunday's qualifier in Kosovo. St Patrick's Athletic have signed midfielder Robbie Benson. The 27-year-old spent the last four seasons with Dundalk and will link up once more with former teammate Stephen O'Donnell, who's now the St Pat's manager. In golf, Padraig Harrington levelled par after six holes of the Nedbank Challenge in South Africa. His playing partner, local hero Ernie Els, is in the leading group on 2-under. News from this morning's action at the World Para Athletics Championships in Dubai, and Ireland's Greta Strymakaitou has finished fifth in the T13 1500 metres final in Dubai. The 2018 European champion, who was born in Lithuania but runs out of Clonliffe Harriers, posted a time of 4 minutes 48.75. Yesterday, of course, Derry sprinter Jason Smith celebrated another world title, taking gold in the T13 100 metres, crossing the line in a championship record time of 10.54 seconds for a fifth world title over the distance. Kerry's Jordan Lee was seventh in the high jump final. Now, elsewhere in the Northern Ireland Snooker Championship last night, there were wins for Mark Allen, Fergal O'Brien, Ken Doherty also through. Mark Allen beat Jamie O'Neill 4-0. O'Brien won the last two frames to beat Jimmy Robertson 4-3, and earlier Doherty had an easy 4-0 victory over Sahil Vahidi. Finally for now, racing news, and the Willie Mullins trained Duvan is set to return to the racecourse today after a year and a half absence. The 8-time Grade 1 winner is one of 5 horses declared for the Clonmel Oil Chase. After a lot of rain overnight, the going is now soft to heavy there, and the first race at Clonmel is at 12:40.